You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The phenomenal Tournament Friday edition of You Better rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you here with us on the BetQL Network. Really fun first 2 hours of the show. The first hour was incredible. Clark Kellogg and us going off on last night's games, losing with North Carolina, Arizona's inexplicable loss to Clemson, Illinois, Iowa State, and there was no Montezuma's revenge. Montezuma was resurrected and then killed again and put back in the ground by the Connecticut Huskies as poor San Diego State just keeps running into UConn in the NCAA tournament, and that is a recipe for disaster. Ken and I will get to the UFL coming up in a little bit here on the show. We look forward to that. For people that are like, who cares about the UFL? You can bet on it, and maybe we'll be able to find some valuable betting opportunities when we go through the head coaches of all eight teams and the quarterback depth charts for all of these teams to try and see if we can get some valuable bets coming up for the UFL. Maybe we'll get to the NBA if we have time over the course of the show. Eastern Conference, Celtics and Bucks have both lost two straight games. The Knicks are starting to surge right now. Maybe Joel Embiid's going to be back at some point in the near future for the Philadelphia 76ers. Donovan Mitchell's going to be back soon for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Should we be looking to bet against or bet a team other than Boston or Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference? We'll discuss. Dallin Cuff from ESPN Bet Live will join us to start next hour on the show and all our bets for tonight, including the Sweet 16 rounds of the tournament, coming up an hour and 40 minutes from right now. But actually, right now, joining us on the line is the great Joey Knish, pro sports bettor. Does great work with our friends over at The Hammer. Follow The Hammer on Twitter, at The Hammer HQ, and you can follow the great Joey Knish on Twitter. I think he's a must-follow. Twitter account is very entertaining, at Joey Knish 22. And it's been too long since we've had him on the show, so it's great to welcome him back here to You Better You Bet. Knish, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
Gentlemen, fantastic! Final Four Friday, 5 o'clock drive time hour on the best coast on YBYB. No place I'd rather be than with Uncle Lockie and Nikki Baby. Here we go, baby, for quite a weekend.
Nikki Baby.
It's definitely been a couple of weeks. That was really good energy. Knish, you know, Nick and I are just super consumed by the NCAA tournament. We watch every game. We bet on a lot of it. I have like a bunch of futures in the tournament. I know I feel like you've had a love-hate relationship with college basketball, especially the last couple of years, like swore it off. Then you're betting it again, kind of. Are you like as into betting the NCAA tournament as like our listeners and as Nick and I are?
You know, I tell you, I had a little bit of a resurgence here, a come to basketball Jesus with college basketball. And it all started with Faden, one of the guys on Twitter, one of my buddy, friend of a friend there that I was rooting against his chalk money lines. And so I've been a little bit back in. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, this isn't going to be the Clark Kellogg interview all over again. I'm not, talking about the March Madness, the Leitner shot from 92 or anything. But, I've been a little bit back into it. It's been nice to see some things. And it's the occasional, the game where I can – maybe I'm not going to have a mammoth wager on the game. Maybe a little, little wet my beak and just be able to enjoy a little little excitement. So that's kind of been, I've been a little bit back in this tourney, I'll tell you, more than I thought I would be.
Knish, any bets for tonight? We got four games in the tourney, or any bets for tomorrow? Two games in the Elite Eight. Any bets in Knish's accounts for any of the college basketball games Friday night or on Saturday?
Let's wet the beak.
The one like
what our
legitimate,
beaks?
Like sizable little the beak is that's in the glass all the way in the glass is Bama tomorrow -2.5 Roll Tide, baby. That's the one that I filled for two of the guys I work with that of the majors this weekend. That's the big one. Now tonight, you know what? They were off the scent for this season. I got a bunch of people in my life that all Gonzaga every year. Zags, one future need. This is the year. This is the year. And then, you know, they've been hiding under the radar this year. You know, Timmy's gone. All some of these guys that they have in the program for 8 years are gone. But I think the Zags are a little sneaky tonight. And especially now that a couple of places were trading 5.5. Nothing crazy, but a little Zag 5.5 in Detroit. In Detroit, baby. Who's got the hand on the pulse for the game at Ford Field or the guy that's like 5 minutes away? It's Joey K, baby. Give me the Zags tonight in the city of dreams, Detroit, Michigan.
He's got his finger on the pulse so much that he doesn't know the games aren't at Ford Field where the Lions play, which is like 100,000 seats. It's at Little Caesars where the Pistons play. It's actually like where they – I like Gonzaga too a little bit in the game. Yeah, 5 is the current number. Zach Edey, the most bet player to win most outstanding player of the tournament by a lot so far. Those markets are open at BetMGM and a couple other places. Okay, so Gonzaga, Purdue, this is my favorite part, Kanish, because I could be like, well, why do you like Alabama? You're like, because someone sent it to me. Like, it's just really, really, it's really funny. So maybe this is like Joey Kanish, just the guy who's watched every game. Maybe nobody sent this to you. Like, is UConn going to win the tournament again? Is this like kind of a done deal?
I mean, well, like, I know people are saying easy pathway, but in terms of like, all you can do is play the games on your schedule and whack. Like, yes, they haven't played this murderer's row to get through the first three, but, like, they're burying these teams. It's not like, oh, UConn got here, you know, a couple of calls went their way and they're able to. They're, like, top rope with a chair off the realm, leg drop, smashing these teams every game. It's, like, not competitive in the second half. So, and you know what? This is like peak, just what I remember, you know, a friend of the show circa, you know, offered like some, it was UConn or Houston to win the title -3. And everybody was like, no way this year, like absolute. Oh, it was one of those things where I was like, you know what? One of those teams is probably going to end up winning the title. And I would be almost borderline shocked at this point if they didn't, because they seem so like head and shoulders above anyone else here. So yeah, I mean, maybe that's the square answer, but I don't recall a team through three games in the tournament looking this dominant in a long time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You better here with Nick and Ken on a phenomenal tournament Friday, or as Kanish called it, a Final Four Friday. Final Four is not until next week. I digress. Our pal Joey Kanish is with us here. The fourth Ford Field Friday, three words that start with K. Joey Kanish 22 is the Twitter handle, and follow the Hammer on Twitter at the Hammer HQ. Kanish, if you wet the beak at all with Major League Baseball, like any baseball bets that you like here, could be tonight, could be awards, anything in Major League Baseball, or are you just ignoring the sport?
Well, to clarify, first off, if you win this weekend both games, you make the Final Four, hence Final Four Friday and the after parties at Ford Field. We obviously knew the game was at LCA, but the after, you know, you go to Ford Field after and celebrate with them. In terms of Major League Baseball, all I've done so far is called the Lock Awards and just bet, like, a war. I got some who's the guy who plays for the Pirates that win MVP? O'Neely something Cruz?
O'Neill Cruz?
Whoever that guy is, bet him to win MVP 100-1. That was the one that, like, somebody sent me they really liked. He was 100-1. I don't know what he is now. But, you know, our Pirates, hopefully O'Neill or O'Nelly, if you how they pronounce it, and, you know, the Dominican wins the MVP in the NL.
Must be the money. Yeah, it was good. You know, Cam Neely, Cruz. Okay, so O'Neill Cruz, MVP. I'm sure you saw this too, Kanish, so not betting baseball a whole lot, it sounds like. I'm guessing that you're not betting the NFL win totals that, like, have just come out in the last week. They're not in a lot of places. You know, later in the summer, you can bet a lot more money on these once, like, the books are sort of more confident that the numbers are a little closer to the right numbers. A lot of these have moved a bunch. But I'm sure you saw all the win totals. I'm sure you saw the Detroit Lions, 10.5. And a lot of interest already in the Chicago Bears in the same division at 8.5. Probably going to draft Caleb Williams, number one overall. Any thoughts on the kind of, like, the opening salvo here of the NFL betting markets, the win total openers with the Lions at 10.5?
And, you know, the Lions number doesn't do, you know, it really, you know, get me off the couch. I will say, and we were kind of, I was on this train a little bit last year, and I'm gonna go back to the well. If the Bears 8.5 sticks around, or I can get even, you know, maybe a little bit of alternate. I just don't see a first-year quarterback in Caleb Williams who had some – I mean, listen, I know a phenomenal talent, did not have the greatest season last, playing within a system as a rookie quarterback on a team that I just think, like – I'm not a believer in the Bears organization, just period. Period from top to bottom. I don't believe in the Bears. I think they got extremely fortunate 2 years in a row and have been able to kind of, like, cash those chips in for draft pieces and add a little bit of talent to make it look like, oh, we're kind of moving in the right direction. I don't think they're moving in the right direction. I don't like what they did in free agency. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to come in and be an like a C.J. Stroud-level type of player in year one. So I'm under. Not to mention, you got the Lions, you got the Packers, and listen, Kevin, I'll give him credit. I don't think the Vikings are up there with those teams, but if you want to tell me that, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Vikings have a better record than the Bears next year. So I'm all in fading Chicago. I am anti-Bears. I do not believe that they have any chance whatsoever in this division or to make a run next season.
Kanish, my last question, I want to ask you about awards here real quick. And I, you know, you and I message offline and we both message other people. Somebody that I message a lot, Jay Croucher from NBC, comes on the show sometimes, but maybe I'm on next week. Maybe he can kind of, like, have the rebuttal to whatever this answer is going to be. A lot of times it's funny, like, sometimes, you know, smart people can end up on opposite sides of a bet. You guys seem to be on opposite sides of NBA most improved player, where I think he really thinks Coby White is very likely to win. And you have made a very public campaign of the idea that you think Tyrese Maxey is, like, a certainty to win, that this is, like, a done deal. Now, some of that, you're on Twitter, some of that's for show. Like, sell Tyrese Maxey most improved player to us. Maybe we'll get Jay's response next week.
Well, in some cases, you can have two smart people on opposite sides of the bet. That's not the case here. There's only one smart person, and it's not the case. That's the Australian guy. It's Croucher on the other side and the smart person on the side that's going to win. That's what's happening here. So Coby White, and then you go and look at his number. Like, talked about this a few weeks ago. He'd be like the worst player to win this award going back like 20 years. All that happened is three guards on the Bulls got hurt, and he's taken over the usage. He didn't invite him. That's not this massive improvement. And if you look at the narrative out there, the people are like, I just think Maxey has done enough to win this award, gone up a level. It's never like the guy that improved from like a complete bum to like an okay player. It's the guy that goes from a good, you know, average player up into that next tier of like borderline all-star. So for me, I still think Maxey's going to win. I don't believe in the Kobe White. He hasn't even been playing well, and the Bulls are terrible. So I don't know where he lives. I know he's like, Mike, the fair price is minus 200. You can take that fair and throw it back to Sydney because Maxey is taking this home.
That's just like the flair of these answers is absolutely terrific.
Now we have to have Jay on next week to respond to that. We have to play that for him.
Looking forward to it. Are you guys paying attention to our crew? Please have that ready for next week. Kanish, let's close with this. You got a random bet for us in the accounts?
We're going to the diamond, baby. And I'm not talking MLB. I'm talking the diamond where I can actually win bets. College bases. Woo! Pig suey tonight. Hashtag WPS. Arkansas on the diamond, the right around plus 100. Give me some SEC. And a bonus, Wazoo in the late game. It's like a Hawaii college basketball. Wazoo, it's the Wazoo. I don't even pull the Pullman late game. Washington State, money line as well. Arkansas, Washington State, money line on the diamond tonight.
Good stuff from our pal Joey Kanish. I'll be betting both of those. Although I will say, and like this is – I'm going to mock Kanish right now. Kanish is 500 times better than me. Kanish, you're like 0 for like 15 in your last 15 bets given out here on You Better. So at some point, it hasn't been great. It's not been great.
Wait till Kobe White wins.
And then it's Australian death match with Kanish and Jay Croucher. Arkansas and Wazoo, the bets from our pal Joey Kanish tonight. Kanish, we love you. Kanish does content for our friends at The Hammer. Please follow them on Twitter at The Hammer HQ. Kanish is on Twitter at Joey Kanish 22. My friend, best of luck with the bets. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we look forward to touching base with you soon.
Gentlemen, don't worry about that hashtag variance. I'll talk to you from Ford Field after the Zags win tonight.
Absolutely love it. Kanish joining us here on the show. What is the variance?
Joining at the 50-yard line. Yeah.
What's the variance
joke?
Yeah.
He's just saying because he's lost so many bets that he's given out on the show. Hashtag due.
I bet all of them.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I'm really due tonight, then, if last night is any indicator. Hashtag variance. Well,
next time we have Kanish, I want to ask him, like who's your favorite, like, play-by-play guy? I want to talk, like, something like that with Kanish at some point when we have him on the show. Coming up next, we'll get you and us set to bet the UFL. It's going to be awesome, seriously.